I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
The thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, and definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello to all of our listeners, whether you're in Windsor, Ontario, where the show originally is broadcast, or throughout the country. We're so glad you tuned in for this episode. I think that sounded a little bit disingenuous, but I really do mean it, because I think this is going to be, if I may say so myself, stellar.
I think you're going to say a banger of a show.
It's going to be a banger of a show. On this episode,
banger of a show,
we're going to have a new track by Ombagazi. We already heard an early single that was released earlier in the year, but this new one is fantastic. I'm really excited to play this live. We're also going to be hearing some music from Laughing. Sure, we're going to be playing some music that coincided with a concert that happened last night. This past week.
Yeah.
In Detroit, featuring two fantastic groups, John Spencer and then X, who very likely will not be touring anymore. We'll talk more about that later. As well, brand new music from Johnny Blue Skies, a.k.a. Sturgill Simpson, which is his new project and his new name. Music by Wilco, Cola, and this is really cool. A 50th anniversary for a fantastic record. One of our favorites from this artist, and I think just one of the best records of all time, On the Beach by Neil Young.
Yeah, this was part of what he would call his Ditch Trilogy, because I don't think he initially thought very much of the three albums that came out in... Was it Tonight's the Night, On the Beach, and Zuma, right? Or am I mixing that up?
There was the one live record.
Okay.
The one that was of a limited release.
And it
was
Time kinda, Fades Away.
Time Fades Away.
Then whatever the other two were after
that. I think
that.
Zuma and this one.
Okay.
And you did do an episode on the Ditch Trilogy on a time prior to my arrival here on Rev Rock.
A long time ago.
So, you know, some details are fuzzy. But not as fuzzy as this record, because it is good. It is, honestly, I think, one of the best combinations of Neil Young as a singer-songwriter, along with a straight-ahead powerhouse guitarist. And with that said, you don't hear a lot of guitar acrobatics. What you hear are very plaintive, very arresting songs on this record. At the time, not a huge commercial success. It even went out of print for a long period of time, and yet upon reevaluation, the legacy of this record was cemented. It was reissued in 2003 and has gone on to be widely regarded as, if not one of, his best record. It's definitely one of my favorites, and I'm so glad that we're going to be able to focus on this record, and that's going to be coming up in the next set. With that said, though, Dave, if anyone wants to hear anything from Neil Young or anything in general on this show, what should they do?
Well, they should think long and hard about what they want to hear.
Yes.
And then they should get out their phone device. Now, if you have a cell phone or a smartphone, you can use that. If you have a landline phone or an old school rotary phone, you can also use that. We're not phone biased here. So, but in order to reach
but you can't use Zoom.
You can't use Zoom. That's not allowed. In order to reach us, you can give us a call, 519-971-3630 in Windsor, or 1-855-344-2526 in Detroit. It's toll-free and the surrounding areas. So let us know what you think. We're going to start off with a band that has a brand new release forthcoming out on the Slovenly record label based out of Europe. And I believe this band is Dutch. But this album is going to be coming out in September. And we're going to hear one of the first tracks from this release that's been put out online as a single, Anxiety. This is a noisier instrumental surf track. Following that, we're going to hear some new music from Kingston, Ontario band Meringues. And then we also have new music from La Luz, Cola, and something from Hot Garbage's latest release, which came out in January.
And you know, I don't think we actually gave the name of the first group. It's Anomales.
The Anomales, I believe.
Is it Anomales or Anomales? Because they spell it, just for anyone who's interested in researching this group after hearing this song, it's spelled A-N-O-M-A-Y-L-S.
Yeah.
Maybe this is how you spell it, you know,
I don't know,
for the Dutch. I'm not sure. But either way, you're going to hear what the Dutch sound like with this.
The album is going to be called Down in the Hole, and this is Anxiety on Revolution Rock.
Thank you. go lie. The brass doesn't knock. We're mice all the time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit, and you may be listening as well when we're syndicated across Canada on various stations. Thank you to every one of those stations that do carry the program. We just came back from a set featuring all newer music, ending off with a track from Hot Garbage from their latest release, Precious Dream. We heard the song Lowering.
Before that, we heard music from Cola's latest album, The Gloss. We heard the track Albatross. Prior to that, brand new music from La Luz's latest album. As always, it's a great album. La Luz has had a great string of releases since their beginning. We heard something from News of the Universe called Dandelions. Prior to that, we heard music from Meringues, a band based out of Kingston, Ontario. We heard a song called Shambles, which is from a forthcoming album they're going to have out called Pavlova's Dog.
That's going to be released September 16th, so that's going to be out in a few months.
Yeah, I was looking for that date, and you found it first with your quick eyes.
Thank you.
And then we started off with this band on slovenly recordings called The Anomals, or maybe The Anomalies, spelled A-N-O-M-A-Y-L-S. We heard the song Anxiety, which is the first track on their forthcoming album, Down in the Hole. And when does that album come out, Adam?
That's going to drop also in September on the 6th. So two upcoming records to check out in the near future. But we're going to go away from newer releases to releases from the distant past. And we're being accompanied by the artist who actually is going to be the focus of this next set, Neil Young, and his 1974 record, On the Beach, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this week. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to this record, but mainly what my context is of it was that it was kind of a cult record.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Neil Young had a lot of cult records, stuff that went out of print just because it wasn't really commercially successful. I'm thinking an album like this. I'm also thinking of Zuma. And then around the early 2000s, there was a reissue campaign where those albums came out. They were reissued for the first time in decades. And there was this reevaluation of them. And the cult following became much more established to the point where, yes, these were recognized as being some of the greatest records of his career. And some have even argued that this record, On the Beach, may be Neil Young's single greatest record. That's per everyone's taste, of course, but there's no denying it's fantastic.
Yeah, and just a few pieces of info there to back up what you were saying. When it was originally released in 74, it came out on vinyl, cassette, and 8-track. And it wasn't available on CD until 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long gap. But this album was, we were talking about how it's part of his Ditch trilogy. This was the second album in that trilogy. And it's this one of the albums he recorded following the major success of 1972's Harvest. And you know, he got a lot of success and acclaim from that album, deservingly so. But On the Beach was inspired by his feelings of retreat, alienation, and melancholy, which was a response to the success that he had.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really like it. Obviously, ultimately, it was a good thing for him, but at the time, I don't think he knew how to react because he was always doing things his own way, and he still does. But I think, you know, maybe that's why.
I agree, because, you know, at some point you could argue that he was a big name in the rock field, that he was known through Rolling Stone, and he was known around the rock circles as this big guy, part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, for his albums that he did in the 60s and the early 70s. But Harvest made him a pop star, which is something he never wanted to be, and I think there was a very concerted, calculated effort on his part to move away from that and make music that was more honest, naked, and challenging. And that's this record. Despite the kind of jokey album cover where he's standing on a beach where part of a car is covered in sand on the shore, there's still this sense of forlornness about it. And when you listen to the songs, despite having some great pop rock on here, you also have some of the most devastating songs of his discography. I'm thinking about the title track. There's Ambulance Blues for the Turnstiles. There's songs here that are very arresting.
And as you mentioned, when it came out, it was pretty much panned. Robert Christgau reviewed it, and he said, "There's something in Young's obsessive self-examination that is easy to dislike, and something in his whiny thinness hard in his whiny thinness that's hard to enjoy." That was part of his review. He did comment on Ambulance Blues, seemingly that it's an 8-minute throwaway with great lines, but yeah, it just for some reason didn't hit. Maybe because it was people wanted another Harvest. And to be honest, he's never done that again.
No, I think they either wanted another Harvest or they wanted kind of the bigger sound that he did with Crazy Horse for after the Gold Rush. And there's something more skeletal. There's something a little bit more bracing about this record than anything else. Despite the fact that his leadoff single and opening track is one of the best straight-ahead rock songs of his discography, and that's actually what we're going to open up this set with, the opening song, Walk On. Now, after this, we're going to be playing some more tracks from On the Beach, as well as an outtake or two from these sessions. But yeah, we are celebrating 50 years of Neil Young's fantastic 1974 record, On the Beach, here on Revolution Rock.